going on. KFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
me testify about me. I was headed down the wrong road, but much to my surprise, after Jesus sanctified my soul, it was then I realized to make it in.
Final war with pain. I'll see the light of glory. I know he lives. So glad. Oh yeah, I'm so glad that the grave is not our final destiny. I heard when Lazarus died, Martha said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Jesus said, you shall see your brother again. She says, I know I'll see him again in the resurrection. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. But whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Cause he lives. Oh, my fear. All fear is gone.
Pray under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. I'm gonna pray under the blood. Gonna pray under the blood. Oh, and the world can't do me. World can't do me. The world can't do me. No. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay.
Jesus died, came out of that body, and went down in hell. Can I get a witness here tonight? Seemed not like I see him in my mind. When he got out in hell, y'all, he began to beat that devil. Can I get a witness here tonight? He began to whoop that old devil and take the keys from that rascal. Can I get a witness here tonight? All of the prophets have been dead a long time. They was in Abraham's bosom. But you know what they done? No doubt they were standing on the banks of hell, looking down at Jesus. And he beat that old devil. No doubt they said, go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go ahead, Jesus. Go. Oh. Oh. Oh.
I'm holding on.
I'm holding on.
Oh, yes, I am.
I'm holding on.
You're tuned into the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the best music. Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7. You're listening to the hottest internet station. The hottest DJ mixing the beats. Back to back, beat to beat. Come on, DJ. On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired. Showcase fellowship inspired.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. On our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Everybody, wow, wow.
Let me see whether y'all remember this one. This world is not my home. I'm just passing through, yeah. Oh yeah, while traveling this lonesome road
is not so easy.
No, 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 it ain't no. I have to sail across in this old life if I want my crown. Let me tell y'all this. There's a few folks road to travel. One more thing I want to leave with you. Sometimes, while on this journey, I get discouraged. How many of y'all get discouraged sometimes? When every road I try to choose seems like disappointment meets me there. Yes, it do now. But I realize if I want some sunshine, I have to have rain. I'ma ride about again. And if I want some joy in this whole life, I have to have pain. Here's another thing I wanna leave with you. A few folks burning to bear.
how much I appreciate all you've done. Things are going crazy and my life is in disarray. And just when I was ready to throw in the towel, Lord, you were there all the time, every time. So I want to tell you thank you, because you kept my family.
You kept my
friends.
You kept my
friends. You kept my mind.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, on our website nfiradio.com or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25. Or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
You're tuned into the Stellar Award-winning Internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
I love the music.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beats.
Mixing
the
In the mix.
Back to back, beat to beat.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Thank you.
clothes in a coat of many colors. I am wrapped in the light. I am held in the arms of a loving father who's lying in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now. Once I was a beggar, now I live in the king's house. Because red was the blood this day, white was the light to pull me from the dark. Gold was the crown you placed upon my head to show me who you are. With mercy and grace, I've been embraced like no other. To be your brothers, I know you understand. 'Cause I've got dreams that can see to give me troubles. I ain't in a pit, but I'm walking the palace now. Once I was a beggar, now I live in a king's house. Because the blood is taking me. Why was the light to pull me from the dark? What was the crown you placed upon my head to show me who you are? With mercy and grace, I've been enraged like no other. I gave you my heart, you gave me a coat, a many colors.
This has been a very challenging season for you. But God told me to tell you, rain is coming. Come on. Receive it. Get ready. I hear rain. I know it's been a very challenging season. Yeah. You've done everything you could within your reason. You've sown so much, but still no breakthrough. And the devil whispered in your ear and said, but the devil's a liar. Ever come through. But I hear the sound of rain. Come on, lift your hands and receive it for yourself. I know it's dry right now, but rain is coming. I speak that prophetically in your life. I came to encourage someone on today. Listen, your dreams are gone. So you settle. Yeah. You don't reach. Reach for greater. No, you don't. But I want you to do something today. Wherever you are, get up. Look up. For God has spoken. The heavens right now are open over your life. Come on, lift your voice and lift your hands and say, I hear the sound of rain. Yes, God. It's been challenging, but rain is about to fall. I know you want to give up. I know you want to throw in the towel. But God told me to tell you that the chapter is changing for you. He's turning the page, page after page, after page after page. Come on, lady, get your good wig on. Put your good clothes on. It's going to say this. Say rain. Everybody, everybody, everybody say rain. It's gonna fall. No, it's been a hard season, but it's about to rain. Oh, rain. Weeping may endure for a night. God told me to tell some mother, some father, some sister, some brother, get your umbrella out and just say rain, say rain, 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 say rain, 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 say rain, 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 rain. It's your season. Oh, it's your time. It's your miracle. It's your deliverance. Get ready. For breakthrough after breakthrough. For blessing after blessing. For deliverance after deliverance. Shower down. Shower down, Jesus. I need the rain. I hear rain. It's your season. Oh, I hear rain.
Lord, I thank you.
So shower down. Please shower down. It's my season. I hear rain.
Me rich when I receive your runs on. My cup runs on. Over and over. I receive every blessing you have for me. For my good friend.
Think that I'm all by myself in this fight, but they do not know the infinite size of the God who is by my side. Hey, on the fire for my Goliath. Don't let this nation stay in the place that it's in. Hold
Lord, set free. Kayla, let's worship. Here we go. Let's worship.
You chose the road that led to suffering, and nothing was spared to prove your love for me.
Your love for me.
Oh, the mystery.
Oh, the mystery.
That your final breath became eternity. And what we had lost forever, you redeemed.
morning, church. In the highest.
Lift up our worship forevermore.
Ever. Sing it again.
Oh, give him praise. Give him praise. All right. He's worthy. Oh, my. It's Sunday, October the 29th, 2023, and standing by that awesome preacher, teacher, man of God is going to be coming forth with the word of God, and we are so honored to welcome him once again on this wonderful Sunday morning. Let's welcome back Pastor Cecil Wilson of the True Community Church.
Good morning. Good morning. Go ahead and praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Good morning. Go ahead and praise ye the Lord. Amen. He's been mighty, mighty good to us. I'm telling you, he brought us from a mighty long way. Thank you. May not be what we should be, but thanks be to God. We are no longer what we used to be. Out of the grace of God, not of our goodness, but out of God's grace and mercy. Tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. Amen. Amen. Somebody had a dark hour. Somebody was waiting for the morning time to come. Amen. Somebody been weeping for the night. But thank God the joy have now come in the morning time. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell God thank you. Amen. Amen. We've been praying and agreeing. Some folks is in some dire situations, but God is bringing them out. Hallelujah. We've already received some testimonies of the goodness of the Lord, and we got some more that's going to come. That's right. We standing on the word of God. Amen. Shall live and not die to proclaim the, amen, the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. Look well to the east. Look up. Your help cometh nigh. Amen. It's coming to you. Hallelujah. You shall be the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Above and not beneath. Get in your rightful place right now. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, today, we need to go to Revelation, the 21st chapter. We will start at the 23rd verse. Revelation 21 and 23. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, we come now in the name of your Son, Jesus. Woo! Hallelujah. We thank you. Somebody just receive a blessing. Somebody just receive healing and salvation right then. Did you know that salvation, amen, means healing? In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, our soul is healed, your body is healed. I'm praying for your mind, body, and soul. Holy Spirit, lead and guide. Have thine way, O Lord, in this place. Touch, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus. Anoint, hallelujah, lead and guide this service. Speak through your vessel for what you have your people to hear today. Hallelujah. Hide me behind the cross and Holy Spirit go in front of me and speak in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. We're going to Revelation 21st chapter, 3rd verse. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. I want to just say, as a way of an introduction, John found himself out on the island of Patmos, and there he received a revelation. You know, we talked about who the enemy is and how he'll push buttons behind the scene and starting wars and confusion. And you know, too many people don't know what the devil, the enemy, looks like now. You're still looking for somebody in a red jumpsuit with a pickfork. and you're looking at him and dealing with him in the flesh and don't even realize it. The scripture says in the last days he's going to cause a war, Armageddon, and it's going to have the saints trapped from every side. And just when it looks like it is over without any hope of rescue, Jesus shows up with the light of day on a dark situation. Amen. And so we pick it up, Revelation 21st chapter, 23rd verse. And the city had no need of the sun, need of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it up. And the Lamb, Jesus, was the Lamb thereof. So it was Almighty God the Father was there lighting up with his glory. And the Lamb, Jesus, was right there with the light thereof. I want to use for a subject the light that brought us out of darkness. The light that brought us out of darkness. You know, although we define darkness as lacking or having very little light, it's actually more than just the opposite of light. Christianity begins with darkness and is introduced into the creation of light. And darkness tends to have a negative effect, have you feeling somber or down, such as being in a dark mood. It was a dark night, someone may say. And we never say that is a very light day. We tend to use dark or darkness as a somber feeling. Stay with me. Darkness is irritated by the very presence of any light. Although both light and darkness are included in the comprehensive works of Almighty God, darkness was considered the second to last plague. You can see this in Exodus. And the location of weeping and the gnashing of teeth. And the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. You know, when you accept Jesus, you are accepting or you are being brought into the kingdom of light. Others now who never accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior are still in the kingdom of darkness. Listen now, and therefore still under the law of Moses. We are here on the authority. Tell somebody, I'm here as a Christian, as a believer. I'm here on the authority of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. I meet you. I'm like David did Goliath. I'm right now, I come at you. I'm coming to you in the name of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And some people won't like you now just because you represent light. We are the light of the world. And people will hate on you and aggravate you. Yes, sometimes people who are supposed to be close to you, and they will aggravate you because they have the pride of life and not the light of the world, who is Jesus. And they're going to hate on you and aggravate you because you have Jesus. And having the lust of the world is of the world and not of the Father. So we find ourselves in a supernatural war with the prince of darkness who hates anything or anyone representing light. We wrestle now with darkness and principalities and not flesh and blood. And that's why God asks you to forgive them, even your enemies. Why? Because you're not wrestling with that flesh and blood or that human. You're actually wrestling with some principalities of the dark world. Stay with me. And one day, away in a manger, a light came to earth, not to get along with the dark world, but to destroy the evilness of darkness, and to destroy that evil kingdom, and to destroy the works of the devil. You've been trying to get along with the dark world, but we are not to be of that world. We're in this world, but we're not to be of it. The light of Calvary soaked Jesus' cross with the blood of and terrorized every demon in hell. Did you hear me? When Jesus went to the cross, his soaked blood terrorized every demon in hell. And the blood of Jesus, the Christ that breaks every bondage of darkness, and the blood that can help you break addictive habits like drugs and alcohol, the blood of Jesus that can heal your bitterness toward your fellow man, the blood of Jesus that can heal your broken heart, and the blood of Jesus that can give you the forgiving heart so you can be healed. Tell him thank you. And the blood that can clean your crimson sin and make it as white as snow. The same blood that can heal every disease. There's nothing too hard for God. And that same blood that shall never, never lose its power. That blood has power over darkness and replaced it with his marvelous light. Tell him thank you again. So stop trying to be politically correct and when you can know that you're already right. Don't expect to get along with the enemy because he's from a dark world and you can't get along with him. You can't compromise with the devil and expect to be victorious. The world seems to be coming apart now. The world seems to be just worn out, coming apart, just like a worn out, dry, rotted garment right before our very eyes. It's sad. It's sad because, very sad when we see so-called Christians are the ones that are helping to tear the fabric of this world apart, torn apart at the seam of truth and ripped of his very soul. We really do need to look forward with absolutely faith and joy to Christ's second coming. And we need to move forward to proclaim the message, the good news, the gospel of Jesus the Christ, Jesus' death, burial, and his resurrection. And we don't have long now because darkness is closing on this world. It's getting late in the evening and the sun is going down. You better hurry and get your business fixed before it's closed for the day. But we have hope. Somebody say, I have hope. We have hope in Jesus. For our Savior will return and light up the city. His name is Jesus, Wonderful Counselor, Prince of Peace, and the Lily of the Valley. And I, John, said he saw a city coming down from God out of heaven. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with man. And there came unto me, John said, of seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues and talked with me, saying, come hither. I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. Tell him thank you. And he carried me away, John said, in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, 12 gates, and the gates had 12 angels, and the names were written thereon, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. Are you listening? I did not see a temple, John said, in that city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb were the temple. Oh, tell God thank you. And the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its light. And the 24th verse, the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. on no day will its gates ever be shut. Did you hear me? Not any day. Not you won't find it at any time that the gates will be shut. And it should be today here on earth at the church. The doors should never, the gates should never be shut. Remember, when you started the church, it says on a rock, going to build this church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Stay with me. For there will be no night there, the scripture says, in the 26th verse, the glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Oh, nothing impure will ever enter into it, only the pure in heart, nor will anyone who does what is shameful and deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Remember, I told you before that your name will need to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Your name need to be written in Jesus' book, who is the sacrificial lamb that was slain before. That's right. He was slain. And your name need to be, well, preacher, how do I get my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You're going to have to fall down and say, Lord, here am I. Hallelujah. Lord, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of my sins. Come into my heart. Hallelujah. And I want to make you the Lord of my life. We reading what John said he saw, but I wish I had a witness of somebody who can testify of what they have seen. What you're talking about, preacher, what they I'm talking about, tell us and testify what you saw when you came out of darkness into the marvelous light. Oh, someone who would tell us that they came out of the darkness and that Jesus is the light of their salvation. And whom shall they fear? For the Lord is the strength of their life. And whom shall they be afraid? When the wicked, even your enemies, came upon you and your foes came upon you to eat up your flesh, they will stumble and fall. Why? Because though an host shall encamp against you, and your heart shall not fear, the war shall rise up against you in this. You shall be confident. Stay with me now, for there's one thing you ought to tell the enemy. Tell the world, say, there's one thing that I have desired of the Lord, and that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion, in the bosom of his love, in the secret of his tabernacle, shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, and now shall my head can be lifted up above my enemies. Hallelujah. And they, the enemies, all can be all around me. But therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I'll be able to sing, hallelujah, sing, I will sing, the psalmist said, I'll be able to sing praises unto the Lord, hallelujah. Hear, O Lord, my cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, my face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, and put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, and leave me not. You are my help over my father, my mother, my grandparents, and those before him. And I'm calling on you now to leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. And when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over into the will of my enemies, for false witness have risen up against me, as such breathing out cruelty. Oh, Lord, plead my cause, O Lord, and with them that strive with me, fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. Draw out also the spear and stop the way against them that persecute me. I say unto the Lord, you are my salvation. Stay with me now. Let them be confounded and put to shame that seek after my soul. And let them be turned back and brought to confusion that devise my hurt. Let them be a shaft before the wind, and let the angel of the Lord chase them. And let their way be dark and slippery, and let the net that they have hid catch themselves. And let the angel of the Lord persecute them. I'm reminded now of a song, and I can feel my help. Anybody feel the help now? Anybody got anything that they can relate to? So let my little light shine. Oh, I'm going to this little light of mine. I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine everywhere I go. Let it shine, let it shine. Oh, let it shine all in my house. And I'm going to let it shine, for Jesus is the light of my salvation. He brought me out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Oh, walk in the light, my children. Come on. Walk in the light, my children. It's a beautiful light. The light of the world is Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Oh, Lord, shine, shine all around us. By day and by night. Oh, I can say he's shining. Anybody can say he's shining? Anybody knows that he can shine? Yes, he's shining. He's shining in your soul. Oh, he's shining in my soul. Anyone knows that he's shining in their soul? Somebody, somebody here, someone who know he'll put food on your table. Is there anybody who knows that he'll give you shelter? Hallelujah. He'll give you, hallelujah. He'll give you water or when you're thirsty. He'll be a bridge over troubled water. Who is there anybody who knows that thy word is a lamp unto thy feet and a light unto our pathway? Is there anybody, anyone here today who knows that he's Noah's Ark? He's David's music. He's Matthew's king. He's Moses' rod and staff. And he'll be your Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. He'll be your exit when you're going the wrong way on the highway. He'll be your grace when you miss your deadline. Tell him thank you. And I'm so glad that Jesus won't ask anything about your past. I'm so glad he won't ask for a back, but God says, oh, this is the Father talking now. All I know is he came to Jesus just as he was, weary, worn, and scorned. And now I'm going to give him a resting place and end up making him glad. The Father says, all I know is somebody came to me. In the name of my son, Jesus, and they got my attention, and I'm going to bring him out of darkness into a marvelous light, and I'm going to make him a city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Oh, Isaiah picked up the story, and he said the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And they that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them have the light shine on them. Oh, Paul said, well, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For the old things are passed away. Why are you still holding on to them? And they already gone. Behold, behold, behold. I mean, get your attention. Behold, look. All things have now become new. Jesus is the King and Savior who will one day return to earth. And God will renew his creation and his people and will live with him forever. Oh, the visions of John in Revelation are a way of communicating that Christ's kingdom ultimately will win. Say we win. We're on the winning side over the kind of kingdom that the Romans were maintaining. And there will be a new heaven, for the old heaven will pass away. Hallelujah. Come. Jesus loves you. Come right now. Jesus loves you. I don't care what your situation. I don't care what lifestyle you found yourself in. Jesus loves you. Come on. Come now and walk in the newness of life. Hallelujah. Tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Is there one? Is there one? You are tired of being in the darkness and you ready. Your soul is yearning for the light. I extend to you an invitation to make Jesus accept him as the light of your dark world. And all you have to do is say, Jesus, will you come into my heart? Hallelujah. I accept you. I believe that you're the Son of God. And I believe you're the one that went on the cross. And I believe that you died on the cross, rose again, and ascended into heaven. Come into my heart. Be the Lord over my life, mind, body, and soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And the Bible said, if you confess that, acknowledge that, then ye are saved. Put a period right there. Don't add anything to it. And please don't take anything away. And don't let nobody steal your joy. And don't let nobody play with your soul. Because later on, it's going to be required of you. And you don't want anybody else to be in control of it. God have just given you a second chance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He brought us out of darkness. He is the light that brought us out of darkness. Stay with me there. Don't leave. I want to pray for you and over you. And I also want to pray over your finances. Join me now in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, God Almighty, somebody right now in need of a touch from you, Lord. Somebody needs your healing power. And they need to understand and believe that your will have already been done. You have already proclaimed your will. And you are standing there waiting on them to express their will that they want done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You said in your word that if anything you ask, Jesus said anything you ask, he could take it to the Father and it shall be done. Hallelujah. It's done. Whatever you in need, people in need of right now, listen to me now as I'm praying to the Father. And all you got to do is seek, ye shall find. Ask, and the door shall be open. Hallelujah. You shall receive everything that you ask in the will of God that have already been established. And you are now asking, hallelujah, to declare and decree it with the authority you just received as becoming a child of God. Walk by faith and not by sight. We declare and decree it with you. We touching and agreeing in Jesus' name. Claim your victory. Claim your healing now. Claim your deliverance. Claim your prosperity in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want more information on True Community Church, go to our website, truecommunitychurch.com. Or write to us at Post Office Box 158, Silas City, North Carolina. And the zip code is 27344. Now and may the grace of God be with you. Hallelujah. May he shine his face upon you and be gracious unto you. Hallelujah. May he bless you going in and you coming out. Hallelujah. Be with you now, henceforth, and forevermore. Keep you covered under the blood of Jesus in all thy ways. And your dwelling, hallelujah, shall be a safe haven, hallelujah, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Your children shall be covered in Jesus' name. Amen. True Community Church, where everybody is somebody, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you, Pastor Wilson of the True Community Church.
I remember when a long lost sinner met a good, good God. I remember when my heart was broken, but now it's not. I'm gonna sing it. I'm gonna shout.
Catching the Wave. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. Very pleasant. Good Sunday morning to you. It's Sunday, October the 29th, 2023, and we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. That's brand new music, as always, Pastor Wilson. Oh, my, my. Every Sunday, God's continually taking him higher and higher. Don't forget, next Sunday, he will be coming forth with communion. That's right, next Sunday is the first Sunday, believe it or not, of November. Somebody said, what? Yeah, next Sunday is the first Sunday of November. So those of you going to join Pastor Wilson of the True Community Church out of Silas City, North Carolina, next Sunday for communion service, as well as he come forth with the Word of God. Make sure you have everything that prepared and the Word of God on next Sunday. Look, we are so honored to bring you the very best in gospel music just like that you just heard. And we've got more right here all day today, right here Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website. That's NFIRadio.com. That's NFIRadio.com. Go to our website. You'll see the schedule for all of these awesome men and women of God that come forth right here Mondays through Sundays. And you can also see all of the information and those of you. We have a comment section on the left as you go to our website. Please leave us a comment to let us know what you think of the network and how you are being blessed by these awesome men and women of God. We're going to continue with more great gospel music coming up a little later this morning at 11:30 a.m. It's General Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. That and more great gospel music right here from the NFI Radio Gospel Network. God bless you.
Thank you. it's gonna be soon. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? And when we all get to heaven, that's the day when we'll be shouting.
Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomena of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said 3 words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chamber and slammed the doors, the waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more.
Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master. The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shallow, oh, with blackness. Oh, that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment no matter threatening. Oh yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave.
5 minutes before the top of the hour of 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on a wonderful Sunday, October the 29th, 2023. Once again, want to thank you so much for joining us on a wonderful day as we give God the praise, the glory through songs and the Word of God. And we want to remind those of you, if you don't know this network, what it's all about. And we're not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. That's what we're all about. And we want to thank all these awesome men and women of God that's a part of this network. And you just finished listening to one of the awesome men of God right here on this network, Pastor Cecil Wilson. Coming up, 11:30 this morning, another awesome man of God, General Overseer William Eli Ratcliffe, pastor of the Lincoln Park Holiness Church, 13 Heath Street, Raleigh, North Carolina, with the True Vine Time radio broadcast. They'll be coming forth live at 11:30 a.m. this morning, so join us as we continually come forth with the Word of God and more great gospel music. Coming up, more gospel music right after this important message.
You're tuned in to the stellar award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
The NFI coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
The station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
We're online 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
The hottest DJ mixing the beat.
Mixing
the beat.
In the mix.
Back to back, beat to beat.
DJ, hit me with another track.
On your radio.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
Showcase, fellowship, inspire.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network. The number one quartet station in the world.
Catch the wave 7 days a week, 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. at NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina. On our website, nfiradio.com, or on Facebook at NFI Radio Gospel Network. Or listen by phone by calling 347-215-8049. We also have a television gospel broadcast that airs every Saturday from 4 p.m. till 5 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia, on DeKalb Channel 25, or live stream us at DeKalb25.com.
It's all live right here on the NFI, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina.